Hello and welcome to another Woodshop Podcast with Mike Coffey of Coffey Custom Builds, Daniel Dunlap of Daniel Dunlap Woodworks, and Peter Kapar of Petrie's Workshop. You can find us all, as well as the podcast, on Instagram and YouTube.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to episode 69 of another Woodshop Podcast, Woo! Where no matter which way you're facing, it's just as good sounding.
Okay,
Chris Cunningham is with us from Cunningham Woodwork.
No, you're supposed to say, speaking of 69, Chris Cunningham is joining us.
thanks for having me, guys. Yeah, glad I got to come. Glad I got to come along.
And yeah, we're glad too. You're going to be here for this one and in 31 episodes is what I was told in the contract.
Hey-o.
Yeah, what?
I don't remember. No, okay. If we make it.
If the show.
Why does no one think we can make it?
Everyone keeps saying it. I don't know why they're doing this to us, but it's going to be really starting to hurt.
But you know who's not doing that to us?
Who?
Mike?
The patrons.
Patrons? The patrons aren't doing that to us. Nice. Look at that. We're well-oiled machine despite all the uncountable amount of IT issues we've had tonight. Big thanks to our patrons for supporting the show. We got a new patron over there named Paul. I won't give out his email because that would be jacked up. But Paul, thanks for joining the family over there. If you don't know what Patreon is, go to patreon.com. And if you don't know how you can support us, go to patreon.com/anotherwoodshoppodcast.
You nailed it.
Over there if you wanted to. I know. I'm pretty good. And if you want to support us financially, which is totally fine, just share the show. Talk about it to your grandma and stuff. She's way into woodworking.
She loves
Ask
us.
Her. Wink. This week, we have Chris on the show, which is great. We're very excited about that. It's been going back and forth for a while now. Finally getting him on here. So Dan said, do it. Get him on 69. I think that's how it went down.
Chris wanted 100, and I said, nope, 69.
Get him
Is that what the contract
69.
Says? Okay. Well, then this is awkward. I had my facts backwards, and apparently there's already been a deal made. So that's really all we got for the whole show, kind of. So
is that it?
I guess we call it a wrap.
Good show,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, the internet's been so bad. I don't think we can do a full one, so good one. No, you know, hey, I think we should...
I just want to I want to interrupt real quick. These guys always make fun of me and my internet, but their internet has been trash. Both the coasts.
Is both the coasts out for internet. Anyone else right now?
To be fair, it's been mostly me. Pete just recently had a weird Pete froze for 2 minutes, and then everything he said over a 2 minute span was blurted out in under half a second. It was amazing. It was like watching a sports broadcaster from the 30s. But let's jump into
or an auctioneer.
An auctioneer. Someone won a donkey. I don't know. I've got a cough. I'll try to fight that. Let's talk about what's going on our bench this week. But before we do that, we have to do one very special thing. We have to hear Daniel Dunlap with his dulcet tones sing,
"What's on my bench?"
That was beautiful, Dan. Everyone loves it. Some people think you do it every week, but it's a recording. Dan,
why you gotta ruin it?
I was one of those ones that was fooled. So
why do you do the magic trick and then explain the magic trick? Oh, it's fine. It's behind my hand the whole time.
And that's how all the hot dogs hit my face.
Yeah. The bunny's been in my jock strap this whole time.
Look at you just sitting on that couch all by yourself with people behind you.
Ball talk.
Dan, go on. Gross. Dan, ball talks. Dan, sounds like a character on Star Trek. Ball talks, Captain Ball talks. Dan, why don't you tell us about your week? What's on your bench?
What is on my bench? You know, first of all, if you've been listening any certain amount of time, you know that what's on our bench is kind of a metaphorical thing for what we got going on for the week. So my week has been super busy. I finally delivered that outdoor shower and installed it. And like I said last week or the week before, I can't remember. My memory's bad and I'm old. I don't want to pat myself on the back too much.
You can't. Your back would hurt.
It would.
Also, you can't reach it.
Also true. Getting a little fat. And
which is really, I love the belly. Call back.
But that came out.
That was a lot of really hitting on Dan, or hurting Dan's feelings.
That's all right. It's all right.
Dan, I love you.
Shout out Tubby.
I love you. I love you.
My internet is fantastic, so you guys can man, suck
he's
it.
He's got
as far
one
as
thing
I can
going
see.
For him, and he's just going to ride that train.
Everything, all the crap I talked about Dan's internet when we were doing the Maker meetup at Dan's house is all like karma hitting me hard right now.
It's like a pile of hot dogs hitting you in the face.
Yeah, it's hitting me in the face real hard. All uncooked. Like someone opened up a loose gallon bag of hot dogs and threw it at me. But like
those,
Dan's internet.
Those big
like,
campfire Dan, hot dogs.
Oh,
big,
yeah.
Thick
yeah,
boys.
Yeah. Jumbo.
We're not talking about
episode 69.
We're not talking about 100 cocktail weenies flying at your face.
Well, yeah, no, this is...
Don't say that word before tail.
Oh, wow. Family show. I'm sorry, guys.
Family show.
Dan's cocktail. Was
That's one
like
word.
Two Campbell's
cocktail.
Two Campbell's soup cans with a string connect to Nick Brim's router.
Anyway, Nick Brim's router reaches his driveway.
You know what? We're going to start charging Nick Brim for as much as we bring him up in this show.
Yeah, what the heck? For real.
Right? Okay, my week.
What's on your bench? Stop talking about Nick Brim.
Right? I delivered that shower. I installed it. It looks fantastic. I really think it's probably some of my best work. It looks really
good. It looks
dope. And for like a couple weeks, I was calling that material Cambria Ash.
It's That's what I always thought it was.
Wrong. I tried to correct you, but you wouldn't listen.
Oh, shut up. It's Cambia Ash. And Cambia is the brand name.
It's just thermally modified ash.
It's just baked ash. Cambia is the brand name, like Kleenex is with tissues or whatever. Anyway.
Glad or Ziploc.
You lost me. What?
Baltox.
Oh. Baltox. Okay, got it.
Which is also a brand name.
So I delivered that. It looks fantastic. I've been working on my CNC, doing like little small things. Here's a, if you're watching the video, here's one of my things that I'll be listening on. That's a little cat tray.
Anime cat tray.
That's kind of an anime design. That's not what you called it before.
Well, you know, that was
word?
Before.
What's the word?
This
I'll
is
come
a,
to me eventually.
Yeah. This is a family show, Pete.
What family?
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Family is
a bunch
listen.
Of bearded men. It's like a den of bears in here.
Nice. Nice callback.
Pre-show. Anyway,
stage one.
My week got a little disjointed the other night. So after I got home from installing the shower and buttoning everything up, my wife was having some abdominal pains, and I was like, it's probably just gas. I'll go get you some Gas X and everything. And so I went to the pharmacy, got her some Gas X, and she's like,
just bag your tummy to get her to fart. It's probably just gas.
Just put Paco in her, and he's just kneading her.
It's okay, Kayla. It'll pass.
So she's like, no, we really should go to the hospital. And I was like, okay,
that's
let's
scary,
go,
man.
But it was like 10 p.m., so we went to the ER, and we ended up being there until 2 in the morning, and she had appendicitis, so that's kind of threw off the week a little bit. But she's a trooper. She's already up and walking around. She was up and walking around like an hour or two after the surgery. It was kind of crazy. Modern technology is fascinating, like how they can just remove an organ from your body via Wi-Fi?
No, except Wi-Fi.
Yeah, oh. I thought he was alluding to they can remove organs via Wi-Fi and
a new app. Yeah, on the App Store, the appendicitis app.
Yeah.
There's an app for that.
iPendicitis.
Chris, you're fired. That was bad. Anyway, my wife is doing great. Actually, I said something on Instagram, and a lot of people reached out. So I love this community. This community is fantastic. And I
Except
can't
for the
thank everybody
bags.
Enough for their kind words. She's doing great. And my week has gone on without a hitch. Other than that, I will be going to the Murphy Door client tomorrow. I'm going to finish up that tomorrow. I know everybody's like, oh, we thought you finished it. No, the video
no
I posted. That. Well, according to the 2,000 comments I got on TikTok, I'm an idiot for not making it flush to the door or
to
the wall.
I could tell it's not like a real...
Right.
Still stupid.
There's a lot of gaps there. Yeah, I didn't say it was done.
You don't look like the homeowner. Why are you pointing things out? Stupid.
What?
Or how are you supposed to hide
has
in
a lot
there?
Of teeth.
If, oh, yeah. Like,
when you go in there, you can't close the trim. What? Who are you hiding from? How many enemies you got? What are you worried about?
Is that a panic room?
Could easily get
I
out
never
of
said it was a panic room. Anyway.
How many kids can you fit in there, really?
At least 25.
You can definitely hear
counting.
Screams.
Never enough. Hashtag never enough.
Oh my God.
So I'm going there tomorrow to button that up.
Chris is just picking up the ball and just going.
Close that account and hopefully get paid and never have to deal with it again. I'm going to wipe my hands of that damn project. Anyway, I want to hear what Chris has got going on. Chris,
yeah.
Tell me what's on your bench.
yeah. I really want to hear you sing that. Can I?
What's on my bench?
No, not
even close.
Yep.
Not even close.
It was a one time thing. It was a one time thing.
Put the real one in.
Dan, right. We paid $5,000 for those singing classes, and this is all you have to show for it.
Thank you, patrons.
All those lessons.
Thank you, patrons.
More like, I'm sorry, patrons. It didn't work.
The first thing you're buying with more Patreon money is
it's working.
It seems better when he's drunk.
Yeah. Well, have another. We'll circle back, right? So, my bench. I am working. Well, I just wrapped up a couple of skateboards. I was working with a company out of Canada. They sent me down a bunch of veneer bag, a mold, a bunch of veneers, and everything. It's a really cool setup.
You can mention the company.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay. Roar Rocket. Yeah, sorry. I'm from the Midwest. I can't say it very easily. It's Roar Rocket. So,
is it rural?
Roar?
Rural jerk.
I don't know why I can't say that.
I'm like sure a bearded man that. On stage.
Roar.
What's the word Dan Rocket. Can't say?
Rural.
Measure.
Roar.
Measure.
Well, measure is one of them.
Measure.
There's a lot of words I can't say.
So luckily, they're easier to build than it is to say their brand name. But the skateboards went really well. I gave one to my daughter, and then I'm going to do a giveaway.
Yeah, your
this
daughter
weekend.
Looked like she was having fun.
Well, she had fun in the picture, but she really can't skateboard yet. So I had to hold her hand, and she just goes straight to the grass. So
Chris
you know.
Is like, sweetheart, you just got to make it look like you're having fun.
Oh yeah, please. I did. I said,
just one picture,
take
sweetie.
A picture,
one
give me picture. I'm like, no, look at me, look at me. You know,
he's yelling at her.
I want action. Quit crying.
Wipe those needs tears internet
off. Points.
Yeah. So yeah, we're not talking.
we're not talking.
So she's really mad.
No, but she loves it. But yeah, we're trying to like ease her into it. You know. I want her to enjoy it. I don't want her to crash and burn and then, you know, never pick it up again.
Yeah.
At least that's my hope. But now, that same company sent me out a bunch of other veneers. So I'm going to end up doing a mallet handle and an interesting head for the mallet challenge through the Builder's Challenge on Instagram.
Dope.
And then I don't know. I got a
mess.
Have you
built a mallet before?
One. Yeah, one in the past maybe. Month maybe. No, I definitely have slowed down, but yeah, I've made a few. I think most everybody knows that by now. So yes. But yeah, there's not too much else except for it's just a mess out there. It's been stinking hot, which I know that you know, there's other places in the country that are a little bit hotter than me, but I'm a baby and it gets to like 85 in my shop and I'm like, no, I'll leave the mess where it's at. So
I'll just die.
Yeah, I'd rather die than woodwork and make videos. So yeah. But yeah, that's kinda all I got going on right now, aside from being excited to be hanging out with you guys. So
instead of just like in the note we sent you.
You need a more exciting life, Chris.
Well, you know, the contract, there were certain things that I had to say, bullet points. I probably shouldn't have said that.
This is not part of it. Please shut up.
Oh, fourth wall, right? So anyway.
And we're laughing.
So is it Peter Kapar?
Close enough.
What's on your
it's pronounced Pietar.
Pietar.
It's Piotr, but whatever. Who's counting?
Pietar.
Piot.
Yeah. What's on your bitch, buddy?
Well, I'm going to pull up my Instagram so I know what I did this week.
Okay.
Well, actually, no, because now,
time to do it.
Now that we started recording on Wednesdays or Thursdays, it starts throwing off my week a little bit because like mentally my week legitimately started with Saturday always because that's when I was starting thinking about what I did this week. But I dropped a video on Friday. It was a medium-sized hit. It was great. I was just happy to edit a video and I got really good feedback so far and all the bad feedback, they were just cowards. They haven't told me. But I'm sure there's some bad feedback. That's been pretty good. Aside from that, I also rewired a bunch of the electrical on the trailer that I bought. The issue with the trailer was I was getting, I think, a bunch of shorts in the wiring harness that was running from it.
Those do really well on YouTube.
Three, mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't do that. They did three separate splices in that wire off the main run in a trailer. And I was getting random shorts. My blinker wasn't working. Random lights were just off. So I replaced all that. And everything works great now. I installed LED lights inside, so when it's plugged into my car and running, I can open up the trailer.
So you're racing people, they can see you.
Get
in there.
Some LEDs and like a smoke machine.
Listen, if I lock someone in there, I want them to see the
out of time for the license plate.
You have good power
Nobody's
now.
Nobody's gonna
in
think
your...
that's a time machine. I'm just gonna let you know right now.
You have good power now in your trailer. Everything's good.
Yeah.
Did you know that if you could harness the power of a single sheep's farts, the sheep could provide enough power to drive a truck 25 miles per day? Speaking of power, did you know that?
Outstanding.
Like
facts.
25 miles per 24 hours.
I want miles per gallon to change to sheep per fart. my trail
By
boss,
the way,
my trail boss
usually
gets one sheep per fart.
I usually do facts about the number of the episode we're doing, but today, and today only, I'm going to do 69 different facts about things that are pretty immature.
You're not doing 69.
So there's going to be a lot.
Oh, I'm going to do all 69. I'm doing all 69. You can't stop me.
Outstanding.
Okay, what was it?
Number two.
Sheep farts. aside from that, what else? Ooh, I got super lucky. So I don't go to IKEA that often, but when I do, I always go to the as-is section. The section that, like, they pull off the floor, the stuff that was, like, built there, or returns. And I almost always look for one thing, and I never find it. And it's their butcher block tops.
A dinosaur with a ton of teeth. Oh.
It's roughly 500. But this time, I'm always looking for a butcher block. And I found it. I got a butcher block top. It was $160. It was an 8 foot by 25 inch, or by 25 inch top. And it's like almost 2 inches thick. It's eighth inch veneer, ash veneer, which means you can like sand it, you can stain it if you wanted to, because you're a savage.
You can flip it, you can rub
flip
it down.
Bop it. But the inside of it is just like, it's particle board or whatever, but it's heavy. It's actually got weight to it. It's not the, you know, the IKEA furniture. I don't know if anyone's ever cut it, but it's just like a cardboard, basically.
Like corrugated cardboard.
Yeah, it's corrugated cardboard. This is actually like heavy. It's meant to be a butcher block, and it's much cheaper than, and also way less work to glue up an eight
It's like OSB
top.
Inside?
Not OSB. It's like that particle board, but it's like very
thick. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
So it's got a lot. It feels like a solid butcher block. It doesn't feel cheap and whatever. So I was actually going to, my first thought, I've always been looking because I just wanted to make my outfeed table or workbench out of it because it's just quicker. Not workbench, but like assembly table. But now we're moving into our house next week and we've been talking and we want to do a full countertop in the, like an L-shaped countertop in the laundry room. So now we got a laundry room countertop. $160. Can't beat that deal. Very happy. And
it's a smoking deal.
Smoking deal, yeah. Somebody was like, you know, ash is at this price. I'm like, yeah, maybe by you. It's like $6 a board foot here for 4 quarter. So...
Oh,
it
wow.
sucks.
What?
Yeah, the lumber yard I was telling you about, they're gouging people. It's
that
bad.
Thermally modified ash I've been using?
No.
525
is this Sky Mall?
Stop rubbing it in, man. It's bad. It's bad out here. These guys be tripping. Street youths, they be running, you know, wood on the street. It's bad.
The wood on the street.
aside from that, did some laser work for a buddy of mine. We burned a couple of tumblers and whatnot. And then it's just been basically prepping for the house. I actually started packing up some of my 3D printers, some filament.
What house?
The new house that we're closing on Tuesday.
You're getting a new house?
Yeah. That's been kind of been like the talk of the town for like
a long. You're closing time. Tuesday?
Tuesday.
Man, time flies, dude.
Yeah. Weren't you supposed to close before me?
No. Oh. Lots of things changed, buddy.
Well, for the better. I mean, come on. For the better.
Yeah. I mean, I think so.
Don't rub it in. Come on, stop it. But yeah, we're closing on Tuesday. All of next week, we're ripping out floors, installing floors, which we have yet to choose. So I'm going to be doing that tomorrow. We're going floor shopping.
Linoleum.
Don't even get me started.
It's the fabric of the future.
8-inch veneer linoleum inside its core.
At this point,
material.
With the way prices are, I'll probably make it out of construction pine. Whatever. Make that joke. People have made that joke before. But yeah, basically next week is all hands on deck. We're just going to be working on the house. Like, basically, we're getting keys, and I'm bringing over a trailer full of tools and stuff to move in already, because we're just going to be going all out. So if I am kind of MIA next week, that's why. But I also need to shoot a shop tour video this week, because after this week, it's all going to start getting torn out. So got to squeeze that in before. I have a couple videos actually shot that I need to edit, but I'm going to edit when I'm in the new place. So it'll look all confusing. Like, here's my new house. Anyways, here's a video I shot a year ago at this other place. It's going to do great. Fire content. But that's all I got. Mike, what do you got going on?
I'll gloss over this little stuff just because I'm starting to lose my voice a little. But I for the first time, bleached wood last week.
Bleached what now?
This Yep. Read your Leech final fact.
Wood?
Read fact 69. No,
did you bleach all of it or just like the rim?
Just the rim. Okay. You got to get the rim nice and bleached. Otherwise,
let's call it a knot. Let's keep it on topic. Bleached knot.
Bleached.
I bleached the whole thing. It was this.
Botox.
I'm sorry, I'm 12.
This is exactly where episode 69 should be going.
Yeah. This is where everybody knows. This is below lowbrow. This is like sub lowbrow. I used it's a combination of Fergie and you mix up lye and hydrogen peroxide. You mix up lye and hydrogen peroxide, and it's a caustic solution, but you wipe it down with some gloves on the wood. It basically makes it look like it's been sitting out in the sun without the graying effect. So it made the redwood look like blonde. So I thought it looked like a mix of hickory and like
dickory.
Like hickory and dickory. That's dickory. There should be a wood species called dickory. That'd be amazing. I'd love to sell that to dickory. Customers. I mean, everyone loves a nice walnut table.
So dumb.
I mean, Cambia is a brand name, right? So, I mean, you could thermally modify it, name it whatever the heck you want.
Man, if we didn't have a show title, that would have been a show title.
So good, Pete.
We're doing a giveaway this week, and I think I have the phrase already. Maybe we do have perhaps the show is early yet.
Spalted dickory. Oh, that was good, Pete. That was good. Finally, 69 episodes. No.
Nailed it.
Anyway, that thing came out good. The customer's really happy about that. I got that delivered. I'm still working on this big table for this bar. I got everything signed off for this modern barn door I'm doing for a customer. The guy I did that huge epoxy table for. And I'm doing some hexagon shelves. There's a conference. I'm making some props for the people presenting on stage. They wanted some hexagonal shelves, so I'm making five of those for props on stage. Those are getting shipped out to Denver on Tuesday. And then table tents. I cut out I didn't end up doing it. I subbed it out to my buddy Ty over at Ty Made It. He cut them out for me because my laser just wasn't doing it fast enough. So he's got a bigger laser than I. So I subbed it out to him, and I got to get those sprayed this weekend. There's other stuff, but it's all just boring. So anyway, I'm just going to move past.
How's the full-time life? You still doing good?
It's the best, man. I just love I love it. I'm so happy right now. I've never
been
this happy.
You were so much less stressed out. Like,
yeah, it's really amazing.
You were so much more pleasant to talk to.
I bet. I bet I am. I'm doing the thing I love full-time and, you know, not dealing with constant fires from other people. For 40
I bet you, honestly,
hours
if we
week,
had to so. Pull over on the side of a road for Dan to pee, you probably wouldn't have yelled so much right now.
Probably.
No, I probably would have still yelled. That was ridiculous. He's like a four-year-old child with his tiny little peanut bladder.
I thought you were going to go somewhere else with that.
Yeah, so did I.
I had to. Wow. Thought I was going to say.
You are really, really mean. No. That hurt
Welcome
me.
To my life. Welcome to my life, Chris. I don't know why I keep doing this.
Yeah. I would never say that about Dunlap. Everyone knows what's going on down there.
Tiny pee bladder somewhere else by now.
but he's our tiny pee bladder.
This week's episode brought to you by banggood.com. We should
so good.
Do forced sponsorships so where we don't tell these brands we don't like. It's so bang good.
I like that, actually.
It's so bang good.
It's like back in the day, they had that radio show, Bob and Tom, that they had the Sofa King.
We did a whole episode around that.
There's a big gap in there, so we don't get...
We had a Sofa King episode.
Yeah, we did.
You know, I think
bang good to get all your spalted dickery.
It sounds like a wood now. It just sounds
spalted
real.
Dickery sounds like a legit wood.
Oh, it
All
is.
All right, so spalted hickory, if you thermally modify it, it's spalted dickory.
Spalted dickory.
It's done.
Thermally modified hickory is dickory.
Thermally modified dickory.
Hickory, then it's dickory.
I like
it. As soon as you turn up the thermostat up to 11, it's dickory. Everyone knows that. Let's get on to questions here.
Do we have questions? Oh God, I hope we have questions.
I mean, unfortunately, we don't get to make jokes.
Honestly,
the whole time.
I'm just super excited for Adam Barnett's first super secret voicemail question. It's not really a question.
Well, I'm actually going to flip it around a bit.
Oh, here we go again.
I'm going to play his second one first and his first one second because I think it makes more sense in context. So let me play his second question first. Let me play that. Here's Adam's question.
Hey guys, it's Adam. So I got everything in my shop mobile. There's casters and bases on everything except for my new table saw. And it's driving me nuts not being able to move that thing around because I got a small shop and I have to move everything daily. Laguna F1, and they sell a kit for it, and it's like $80, and it's ridiculous. It's two brackets and a wheel, and then you bolt it onto one side of the table saw, and then you go to your other side, and you grab the sides of the table saw and just lift it and He-Man that thing around. I'm like, this is ridiculous. It's not a wheelbarrow. It's a table saw. So I saw some Rockler sets for mobile bases, and Bora has one. That's kind of where I was leaning, was the $50 Bora. But yeah, I don't know. What do you guys recommend for a mobile base or just casters?
It got cut off, but that was the end of his question. I'll throw it to Dunlap first.
I was going to suggest the Bora base. I didn't realize that he mentioned that in his question when we were listening to it in the pre-show. But yeah, the Bora base seems good. I've never used it, but it looks like it would probably solve your problem with it being big and awkward and having multiple things. Pete?
So I really like the Bora base is great.
Dickory.
Bippity.
Oh, that's low.
I think
also, can I get a link?
I think that's a great option. I think so. The Laguna for one, science. It's the one that just gets mounted to the outside of the body, right? Kind of like the bandsaw.
It's
does
just
as well.
Two wheels. You literally have to use the wing to lift up the side and move it around like a wheelbarrow, like he's saying. It's pretty
lame. Oh, it's just
lame.
Two wheels, so there's not even like a push down like the bandsaw.
No, you literally lift it up and move it around like a wheelbarrow. It's pretty stupid.
Oh, yeah. Bora base all the way. Don't get the Harbor Freight one. Get the Bora one is nice because I think it's got 4 feet you actually drop, right? Because you don't want that.
Is the Harbor Freight one, is that the furniture dollies? You just put the table saw on the furniture dolly?
It just says it's four corners and then you provide the wood to make the runners. Yeah, get the Bora one. That thing is hella solid. Chris?
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. I helped a buddy put the Bora one under an 8-inch grizzly joiner, which is insanely heavy. And it took us 10 minutes to put it together just because we're slow. And it worked great. I mean, you know, it's a ton of adjustability. So, you know, obviously a table saw is going to be pretty square on the bottom. So there's not too much you got to do. But if you want it for other items, they're very adjustable. So I'd definitely go with that. And they're priced right.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of a ditto thing here. I mean, that's what I had as well. So. I
this episode brought to you by Bora.
Here, Bora. There's a free plug. Want to be a sponsor? Come on, come on down.
Spalt the Dickory.
Okay, Adam had two questions. This next one is kind of topical, so here we go, Adams.
Nice.
I think he brings a good point. Right? He brings up a good point.
Yeah, I mean, you can't argue with that kind of logic.
Ditto, right?
Ditto.
Mike?
Ditto.
Ditto.
Chris?
Ditto.
Show title.
There we go.
Show title.
You know what? Just because
Chris
of that.
Coming out of left field. That might be the show title. That's genius.
That might be it. I don't know.
Nice. We talked about a couple others, right. But you know.
Nice.
Just because you're the guest.
Spalted Dickory.
We'll do it.
Spalted Dickory. Nice.
I love Spalted Dickory. Nice. All right. This next question, voicemail, is from Chad with Hambone Design. Hambone! On the main stage.
Hey guys, Chad with Hambone Designs MI on Instagram. I have a question on finishing this week. After sanding, what do? Do you wipe down with paper towel? Do you use a cleaning product of some sort? Or do you go right to applying the finish? Keep up the great work. Bye.
Pete, what do? When you're sanding?
Depends on what I'm sanding. If it's something that needs a high finish, I just, whatever I use to water pop, I spray it again and wipe it away right away. Because if it gets rough again, I know I gotta keep sanding. So I do that. Otherwise, if it's something that doesn't need to get finished super high, I'm just going to wipe it down with, maybe I'll do like a very light spritz on a paper towel and wipe it away. Some people do mineral spirits or whatever. I've got my dizzy water, the 50-50 water and alcohol. I just spray that. Evaporates really quick. And
what kind of alcohol are we using here?
Oh, the good stuff. What are we talking about? Isopropyl. Isopropyl. Oh, not disopropyl.
I thought maybe we were talking about Polish vodka or something.
I'm not going to waste vodka on wood. Get out of here. Speaking of wood, Dan?
I usually blow it with compressed air.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, I just hook up my air compressor and use the little air nozzle and blow it off.
For shazzle my nozzle.
Or just use your hand. Yeah. I feel like I use my hand a lot. I'm just like, oh, that's done.
I wipe my forehead, get all the grease off.
Use the moisture, and then rub it across.
Yeah, it works great.
Cream pop.
Works great.
I didn't realize that usually, oak was so punchy.
I always do the air compressor or the little Milwaukee mini leaf blower thing. Depending on the finish needs I need. If it needs to be like a super fine finish, you know, I'm going to take a little bit more care. Or if it's like these little tray things, you know, super quick.
Nice plug.
What do you do, Mike? You like that? Speaking of trays, I don't know.
These trays are on www.etsy.com/Daniel Dunlap Woodward. No. Dickery. For me, if it's like a big top, big like horizontal surface, I actually kind of do this with everything now, but up to 180, I spray it with, or I hit it with my compressed air to blow everything off. And then after that, I've been really like, after 180, I use microfiber cloths. I've been liking using that on the surface because it doesn't grab anymore after 180 and it gets a lot of dust off. So that's what I've been doing a lot. And I've been taking everything to like 320 lately. So that's kind of been my process. On like really small items, like decorative things that people aren't going to be like putting their hands on a lot, I usually just take it to 180 and that just gets hit with compressed air. So, Chris?
I kind of do the same thing. I like the compressed air. Unless I'm actually water popping something that is like a cutting board or something like that, I don't really introduce any more moisture, you know, or any moisture at all if it doesn't, you know, didn't have it to begin with. So, and I really like using the compressed air, especially on open grain woods, because you can sand it up pretty high, but then you can blow out the air and you get the good smooth feel, but you see a lot more texture in it. So, you know, like for fine detail stuff, I really like it. So I'd say
oak and ash, it makes a huge difference.
Yeah. A white oak. I just did a small white oak cabinet and I blew out the air on the end grain and oh man, it looked good. So
that little cabinet looked really good. You did a really good job on that.
It did.
Thank you.
I hate to say that. This next question is from Max Jensen from Jensen Joinery.
Hey guys, this is Max Jensen from Jensen Joinery on Instagram. Just to have a quick question this week. It's kind of basic, but I wanted to know your guys' tips and tricks and maybe some products that you use to expedite and do a better job in hand sanding. I know that sounds kind of silly, but I find that that's the process that oftentimes can be the most time-consuming and potentially vexing for some projects, especially with tight little areas and curves and things like that. You know, I've got both my Merca Deros and Deos sanders, and those obviously make quick work of flatter surfaces. But I'm just wondering if there are any, you know, kind of skills that you guys have acquired or specific products or tools that you use to make hand sanding detail a little bit less time consuming and frustrating. Thanks, guys.
Chris? Do any hand sanding?
I do a little bit of hand sanding, especially on smaller projects, whether you're hand sanding or, you know, hitting it with a random orbit. If you got a project that's going to have a lot of small details, little, you know, nooks and crannies, pre-sand. You go through that whole process and take it up at least to, you know, if you're going to go up to 320 for your final sand, hit it to 220, pre-sand everything, then go through and do your assembly. And by the time I do all that, I usually pre-finish a lot of parts too.
Yep.
At least the ones that, you know, it's not going to disrupt the glue in the joint. But I like to pre-sand anytime I can. And I'm as guilty as anybody. I'll get in a hurry and I want to assemble and everything else. But I'm
never disappointed if I actually remember to do that. So pre-sand.
I don't.
Okay, I guess I need to throw it to somebody, don't I? Just got quiet. I'm just
we're all just staring at you.
Like, okay, what next? All right,
I'm done. Your turn, dummies.
I'm done.
It's quite over.
Daniel, you take it over.
Chris stole my answer. I'd like to petition to have him fired from the show.
All right, well,
this you're done after this one. You're done.
It's a good show, guys.
But yeah, pre-sand is super important, especially if you're having to assemble stuff. If you're doing a small item like this with Nooks and Crannies, Daniel Dunlap Woodworks on Etsy, I don't hand sand. I use my Rock Me Amadeus for this entirely.
I'm going to put a counter on the screen for every time Dan showed off the tray. Dan, where can everyone get that tray?
This is you can find this at Etsy.com/Daniel/shop/DDWWstore.
Did you come up with that design yourself?
Like 20%.
What design is that? I thought
he made the toolpath, Chris.
Somebody had to figure that out. It took a lot of G-code. Anyway, if you're not doing that, I would say stop hand sanding, because that is terrible. I hate hand sanding. I really hate it. I'll do everything I can to avoid it, so I don't do it a whole lot.
Dan worked at a factory where he just sanded dowels for hours all day.
Out of MDF. MDF dowels. Yeah. Mike.
I actually do a lot of, I kind of like to hit a lot of things with finish when I do the finish sanding by hand. But I really do think there's a ton of value in pre-sanding before your assembly. It goes a long way. Like, I'm doing these shelves today. It's going to make your life so much better. And when you have like perpendicular joints or any joints, tape off those edges for when you bring the joints together, because you can just pull the tape off and it makes your life so much better. It's just so much better, and you can save yourself from having to clean up a corner joint. So masking tape exists for a reason. It's like they almost pay you to get masking tape off the shelves. So just buy some and use it. It's really good. So I like to use a couple brand. I keep the sponges, like the flat sheet sponges. I use those a lot because I like to blow them off with my compressed air. And I keep the rigid block sponge. I guess it's a sponge too. But they have sanding around all six sides, and you can get into corners with them and stuff. So I have a couple brands. The brand doesn't really matter. They're all kind of the same thing. So just get some sanding sponges if you're looking to do that. The sponges are really nice because, I mean, you can like get your finger in the crease.
Episode 69.
Episode 69. No, you can. Nice. You can really like. You can really form it to what you need to sand, so it's really helpful. I like to, when I have smaller pieces, like a tray or something, like a cat tray on Daniel Dunlap's Etsy store. I like to hit the end grain by hand, just because sometimes a random orbit sander can make the shape like on a profile look weird. So I like to do that by hand. So anyway. Find some nice sanding sponges. Pete, what about you?
I'm going to ditto everything these guys said. Pre-finish, sponges. One thing I do a lot, cat tray. Oh, since we're pimping. I also made the Makita battery holders on my Etsy shop. Etsy.com/store/
When you buy his Makita holders, you can put them in a cat tray.
Yep. Yes, you can. You can store them there.
Hello, Kitty.
The other thing I would add is just... First of all, invest in some...
Mike froze in his look of disappointment.
Invest in some sheets. Like, a lot of times they sell these rolls of paper instead of just, you know... Because some people, what they'll do is they'll use their discs or reuse them, but then they'll have those little holes and stuff, so you're not getting a nice finish. Get the squares or buy drum sander paper. And what I do is I'll take the sanding sponges that I have that are, let's say, 120 or whatever, and I'll put 220 or 360 over that and get in there. So it's still conforming to the size of it, but the sandpaper kind of, you know, gets into nooks and crannies without you actually having to like use the or buy the sanding sponge at that grit.
That so sounds just, like using a sanding sponge with extra steps.
Well, but instead of having every grit, you could just have, let's say, one grit of sanding sponge for your rough sanding and then wrap it with whatever you want. Works for me. That's it.
I keep those rolls as well. I get them from Klingspor.
Yeah.
I buy them from Klingspor. They're rolls of sandpaper. It's really nice to have.
I think Rockler sells like, you can get like a box of like different sizes and they're like 2-inch strips.
Can't you get like a mystery box or something like that from Klingspor? Didn't they?
Yes.
Ooh, really?
The sample box, I think.
Yeah,
they
sample
call
box.
It or something like
mystery
that.
Box, sample box.
Yeah, my sponges are for them, but I
you
only have
sample box. You can spell Diggory. You never know.
It's going to be sample paper, yeah.
Yeah. Or make your own, like just on a bandsaw or whatever, make custom shapes and then wrap sandpaper around
blocks,
that. Yeah, sanding blocks. 3D print them if you want. That's it. Next question.
Buy them from Pete's store. Next question is from Scott Oram.
Love that
he's
guy.
He's from Dad It. Pete loves that guy.
He's
from Dad It Yourself DIY on the interwebs.
He's so old.
Hey guys, it's Scott from Dad It Yourself DIY. Well, I've been saving my pennies and the YouTube's been rolling in. So I thought I would buy myself a big boy table saw. And I have my heart set on the Laguna Fusion F1. I know Mike's a huge fan of Laguna, so he's got great things to say about it, I'm sure. My question is, does somebody have a affiliate code or some kind of link where I can get a deal and someone can get a hookup with a commission? Let me know.
No one does, Scott, unfortunately.
Scott, message me on Instagram and I'll send you an Amazon affiliate code. Thank you.
Don't get it from Amazon, Scott. Don't get it from Amazon. Get it from a retail store.
That's it.
That's all his
advice. Don't get it on Amazon.
Don't get it on Amazon.
It's good advice.
Don't get it on Amazon.
Honestly, I am shocked that he's going with a Laguna because this man loves his Ryobi. Like,
yeah, he's full on Ryobi.
He's full on Ryobi.
So when's the Ryobi cabinet saw coming out?
Yeah, right. I mean, with the way they're kind of flooding the market, I would imagine they
bright green thing sitting in your shop. That'd be amazing.
Now, what I would say,
it would be kind of cool. I'll give them that. I do like their color.
I would say, Scott, like you know what? Scott actually puts in a lot of work on YouTube. He's got a lot of videos. He's got a channel. Reach out to Laguna. See if they want to play ball. Whatever. It's worth a shot. You know, we don't have
the answer is always no unless you ask Scott.
Yep. 20 you know, no's and a yes means yes.
That's how he got Eminem.
Yeah.
So I've talked to a couple companies and it just didn't work out because it wasn't a big enough deal. But you'd be amazed that, you know, especially with a decent YouTube following, I don't know how many he has, but, you know,
5K subs.
You're already you're already going to buy it. What if they throw in just, hey, 10% and just make sure we see the logo in your video? That'd be nothing, you know, or they might say 20% and make me a video. Well, you know, start calculating how many dollars that is and you're already going to be spending the money. You know, you're already going to be making a video.
He's probably going to make a video. Exactly. Like,
yeah. So, you know, it would be, you know, no more investment for him and they might throw in, you know, just
a mobile base.
Yeah. Yeah, you might get a wheelbarrow for a table saw, so which would be so cool.
So cool.
But yeah.
Multi-purpose.
Yeah. Never hurts to ask.
Should ask, especially with those big purchases, especially with something that's like a cornerstone tool like that in your shop that's probably going to get a lot of screen time. There's no reason not to ask. I mean, 10% is better than 0%, so
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ask him.
And anyone to follow out.
Maybe
Scott,
you can build
like
a relationship there.
Him getting a non-Ryobi table saw is big for anyone that knows him. Like, legitimately,
is there
man,
a table saw from Ryobi?
There is. There's a contractor saw.
No, oh, yeah. Right.
Job site.
That's not
job
a site. Saw.
Job site. I'm sorry. Job site saw. The ones that you can use as a circular saw if you try hard enough.
Yeah, it's
job site.
It's just a circular saw with a huge base upside down.
Please don't try that. Good Lord, don't try that.
Oh, Chris is looking out for our financial and legal well-being. Thank you, Chris.
Yeah. We're insured, right?
Yeah, this
did everybody freeze at the same time?
No, it's just you.
I no, we not. Were just flabbergasted.
When I asked if you were insured.
Oh, insured?
Oh, funny jokes.
Hey, listen.
You know, it's a good one if it didn't land, you know?
Well, we're not out of questions. We're just out of questions from the people that watch us.
You didn't let me finish. Oh. Did I break up again?
No. Well, go ahead.
No, you're good.
Oh, okay, all right.
Is that a mascara pencil?
We're out of questions.
You're waving around?
Yeah, after the show, I've got to get pretty. So I can.
You're gonna go to the bear den, aren't you?
I'm gonna go to the bear den. You know my nickname.
Next up on the stage is Diggory.
Spalted Diggory.
Why do they name him Spalted? Oh, I see.
Oh, there.
Oh, I see. He's got that weird pattern.
Herpes.
Does that spark go all the way up?
Does it stop?
My God.
This is the worst.
Anyway,
I
think we got questions
Chris
for Chris.
Questions now.
We do have questions for Chris. Yeah. Well. Our usual go-to, we're going to start with Dan, may I start? Okay.
Yes, please.
Who the hell do you think you are? But yeah, no, basically,
is that a question for me?
Yeah. So yeah. No, we're gonna, you know, we usually,
that's always the first question, Chris. New here?
Little interview questions at the beginning. We kind of didn't because we just assume everyone follows you. If you don't, you're insane. Follow Chris. But we wanted to ask you, just, you know, maybe for starters, tell us about yourself, like how you got into woodworking. You know, obviously you're big on Instagram. You're blowing up. You know, who the hell are you, and who do you think you are?
Where do you get off?
Where do you get off, buddy?
Bears Den.
Also, weird flex wearing a Shaper shirt, which is like a step above Festool. Come on, dude.
Well, you know, I met one of the guys at WorkbenchCon, and he was handing out Shapers and Sustainers, and I was like,
wait a minute, what?
Six and nine out of five, you know, and so I got a shirt. So
They were handing out Shapers?
No.
Oh.
No, they
not ready to throw stuff.
Sean from Shaper, he was down there, and he was kind of meeting and greeting with some YouTubers, and, you know, I talked to him. We got to, you know, chat for quite a while, and he threw me a shirt, and, you know, I showed no interest in using his tool because I don't think I'd ever use it. It's cool, don't get me wrong, but it's just not going to work in my process.
Dang cool tool.
It's very cool.
I'm in the same boat as you. I think it's really neat. I don't know when I'd ever realistically use it.
It's just like a big CNC.
Yeah. I mean, you know, like I've seen people do, like, you know, on site CNC work for like tabletops or, you know, floors and stuff.
Inlays and stuff.
Yeah. I think that's really cool. But like when they start talking, you know, about trying to do joinery, I'm like, I got 10 other ways I can do that. Doesn't have to have a station. Anyway, back to me.
Who are you?
Yeah, who am I? So I started woodworking, I don't know, 15 years ago. I was in construction. I had a miter saw and a nail gun, and I, you know, had no idea I had no idea how to, you know, stick wood together. So I found out what it
could. But you had a nail gun.
Yeah, I did. Mm. But, you know, I was thinking, like, for miters, like, my nail's going to stick out, or I'm going to shoot myself in the thumb, which only happened once. So
that's,
I found
content.
Yeah. Oh, man, it would have been good. I cried. But I found out what a Craig jig was, what a pocket hole jig was, and I, you know, kind of threw together a couple pieces of furniture, realized that, you know, they have their place, but, you know, I wanted to advance beyond that. So I started watching a lot of woodworking shows and started learning what mortise and tenons are and dovetails are, and, you know, just kind of tried to expand my tools and expand my know-how. And then I bought a lathe and I got stuck on that, and I bought a lathe and I did not touch any other tool in my shop aside from maybe the bandsaw. Didn't touch anything else in my shop for a year and a half, and I just turned and turned and turned, and I got totally burned out on it. And funny thing is before I started turning those spheres a couple years ago, I was really close to selling the lathe and being done with it forever. I was just like, what am I going to do with this? You know? And then I went down that rabbit hole, and then I didn't turn again for a year.
Quick question.
Yeah.
Do you still have the Craig jig furniture that you made?
Yeah.
Way back in the beginning. Is it still around?
Yep. And it's still solid.
Still solid.
Yeah.
All right. Good to hear.
I didn't know, like what a rabbit or anything was. So like the,
they have long ears.
Yeah, sometimes. Sometimes floppy.
Not
I mean, floppy ears can still be long. I mean,
yeah, yeah. You know. Well, I mean, I think floppy people watch
like on stage, long
this.
And floppy.
That's not me. but yeah, then a few years ago, we moved into this house. I had the 3-car garage. I wanted to set up a shop, but
I didn't flex.
Well, you know, I get one and a half of them, so. Yeah, I don't really know what the square footage is, but it's not great. But I set up my shop, and a buddy of mine was saying, hey, why don't you put your stuff on Instagram? Really, I was like, okay, why the heck would I do that? That's like a stupid photo editing app, isn't it? I didn't realize that there was...
not going to show my lunch.
So I just handed him my phone. I was like, here, you just set it up. So my buddy set up and named it Cunningham Woodwork, and... then I just started posting all the stuff, and then
that's why it's spelled wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
You never noticed?
No.
Cunningham spelled wrong. I don't know if you knew
it. Yeah. He was going to name it Cunningham Wood Emporium, but I thought that was really stupid.
Oh, crazy Chris Cunningham's Wood Emporium.
Missed opportunity.
Yeah, oh, you want me Coke?
Your internet's bad, Mike. Sorry.
So. Anyway, I just started making stuff, and I discovered that I wanted to make a mallet, and then those obviously snowballed into, you know, I guess I kind of got pigeonholed into being a mallet guy. And I don't know. The rest is history. I'm just making anything I want now. I don't do any client builds. I don't, you know, bother with that. Anytime I have a friend that wants something made, I don't even charge them. I just do it. And that takes the stress off of me, stress off the whole situation. So, you know, probably not the best way to run a business, but it's a hobby.
Hey,
YOLO.
If you're happy.
If you're having fun.
Yeah, you gotta have fun.
Yeah.
It's not like your kids are starving if you don't do Instagram.
No. I mean, they're close, but yeah, they're not totally starving. They're thin. They're fit.
Fit. Svelte. My children are quite svelte.
Are you supposed to see the ribs?
Well, yeah. All the models do it.
They're eating breakfast. He just throws up like a napkin and you're done.
Yeah. It's enough breadsticks. Anyway.
Oh, geez.
So, yeah, that's me.
Do you... I mean, how long have you been on Instagram for?
I think it's 4 years.
Yeah. Do you still enjoy doing that part of it?
I enjoy the community. I feel like I have like a small, tight group of followers that are always engaging, always messaging. Obviously meeting guys like you. Not just Mike. I'm sorry, I'm looking at Mike and I'm just getting locked into those eyes.
I can't stop looking at you.
The beard.
This guy I love.
So anyway, I'm getting a little sidetracked there.
Hot and bothered. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know.
I'm a screamer.
Well, if you watch the pre-show.
What are those rose bushes you found or whatever? in Hawaii? I can't.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Blue Lotus.
The Blue Lotus.
Ooh, now I'm getting hot.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of hot. You know, if it's hot enough outside, piles of horse poop can spontaneously catch on fire. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
I can definitely believe that.
That is some fire content.
Boom.
I'll be here all week or the rest of the night, at least.
So anyway, I got so thrown off there.
Enjoying content.
Yeah, enjoying content. Sorry, yeah. So I enjoy making content. I don't enjoy the Instagram and TikTok ups and downs, ebbs and flows. You can make incredible content. You can make an incredible project and you can work your butt off. Instagram doesn't like you that day. You're screwed. It's just not going to happen. It doesn't matter how cool it is. It doesn't matter how many people engage. It just bombs. And you're like, what the heck did I do? And that stuff's frustrating. Yeah. But I mean, I've been doing this so long. I just, whatever. You know, I think I feel bad when I'm working with a company and, you know, you have to manage your expectations. But, you know, you could have one video that'll get 200,000 views. You're like, okay, cool. And the rest of them get 1,000. You're like, I'm sorry. The rest of them were good, too. I mean, it wasn't for a lack of effort.
I'm sorry.
So it's like,
can I get paid?
Please send me stuff.
Like, yeah, prior results don't, you know, guarantee future results or whatever future results. Same thing.
Yeah.
You never know. I mean, you give them, they usually ask for metrics.
Yeah.
And Instagram is it is unforgiving. Especially the last couple months has been tough.
I'm fully confident when you work with a brand and you tag it as ad, hashtag ad, or if you put in partnership with
automatically such and such, bombs.
It just, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a thing.
Yeah. And so I know, that there are certain rules that you have to follow that you have to say that's an ad. You have to say it's sponsored. But when a brand tells me that you have to, by contract, use hashtag sponsored, I'm like, that's on you. If you're going to ask me, sure. I'll just put it in writing and I'll spell it wrong. You know?
Sponsored.
Yeah. Sponsored with a C.
With a W. Sponsored.
Sponsored. Yeah. So, I mean, I think there's some tricks around that, but yeah, I mean, Instagram's pretty smart, you know, as far as keeping track of stuff like that, but I don't know why you think it would advance them to if your post goes well, it's just more eyes, more people stuck on the app, more people, you know, seeing the ads that they feed too. So, but you know, 4 years in, I haven't figured it out yet.
No one has.
Nobody
has.
No one knows how it works.
It changes every week.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So how did the whole YouTube thing come about? You say you like making content. So at one point you were like, I'm going to do a YouTube. Or did somebody somebody, did you hand a phone over to someone and they made a YouTube for you too?
No. No, YouTube, to be totally honest, when I first got onto Instagram, I had no idea that there was people on YouTube as well. This shows just, I mean, how old I am and how oblivious I was to my surroundings.
You're pushing what, 60, 63 years old? Something like that?
Bro, that hurt.
Well, you look like a baby without the mustache.
Ouchies.
Oh yeah,
you don't look a day over 60.
Why'd you shave that, by the way? The hell?
You know, it was getting to be summer, and I wanted a different look, and I wanted to see the look on my kid's face when she didn't recognize me, which is really fun.
The look of a coward. Okay,
right. I'll grow it back. Relax.
So back to YouTube. Yeah.
So I didn't really want to get into YouTube, but I kind of saw it as another area. So I threw some videos on there, and then you quickly realized that is not a fast grow. It is such a long play. Right. Yeah, it is. And I mean, I've been, you know, posted videos on there for at least a couple of years, and I've gotten nowhere, you know. And even now, it's like I want to make a video and I want to enjoy the process, but I have to just go into it knowing that it's very potentially going to get 500 views, and it may blow up someday, but you know, it definitely ain't going to be today. So
that's the mindset I'm trying to teach myself, is like zero expectations. Just enjoy the process is what I'm trying to do. I'm really trying to I'm trying to not let like the weird. Because Instagram, I mean, last year during COVID, it seemed like Instagram was doing really well for me. I think the guys for Dan and Pete too. I don't know how it was for everyone, but we were seeing like just
insane
really great
growth.
Yeah, insane growth. Lots of content being consumed, and then it just died after the holidays, I think. Yeah. And now I'm just trying to, because I really do like making content. Like it's another creative outlet for me, editing and putting that together. Like, see how I can make the video look. I mean, you can give the same footage to two different people and it'll be a different, totally different product at the end. So you just have to like really just kind of go into it knowing like nothing's gonna go big, and then when something does, it's like yay.
Yeah, well, but I mean, garbage. You know, when I first started on Instagram, I would post, you know, once a week, and then I'd post, you know, if I had a project that was ongoing, I'd post a little bit more on it. But you don't really get bit by that bug until you start getting a lot of likes, a lot of engagement, you know? So I, you know, obviously when you start getting hundreds and thousands and millions of views, then you're like, oh yeah. I mean, like now I'm on this like a little bit of a high, and you start making more content, you start pumping out more content. So then on the flip side, if you're putting out, you know, a ton of effort for a YouTube video and then you get next to nothing, it's natural to be like, oh, well that kind of took the wind out of my sails. So
yeah, yep. It's tough.
Yeah,
it's tough. I mean, that's why I'm trying to like, I got that. I was talking about in before we were recording, I was talking about that Rode lav mic and how much time it's saving me. Like it's saving me hours, and that was like $200. So it's not cheap, but it's going to save me hours of making a YouTube video. So when I only spend 4 hours or 5 hours on a video, as opposed to like 12 hours on a video, it hurts a lot less when it gets 500 views instead of several thousand. So, I mean, that's just hurts sometimes. You're like, man, that's a lot of work.
Yeah.
And then you see that revenue payout and you're like, man, $40, huh? Like $40 for this whole month of work. Cool. So that's kind of a bummer.
But like you were saying, YouTube is a whole nother beast. Yep. You never know when something's going to take off. Obviously, these guys have way more videos than me. But I've put out a few videos, and I had one that just sit there sterile, basically doing nothing. And then 5 months later, it just pops off out of nowhere, and I have no idea why. And it's got over like 500,000 views now.
Yeah.
So you never know when it's going to pop off.
I had a few people tell me that the skateboard sunglasses that I did. I had a lot of people tell me. Oh, thanks. Yeah. They're actually broken.
Qu'est-ce que c'est?
Yeah, my wife was like, oh, these are really cool, and snap.
She's hella strong.
Yeah. Yeah. She's a bodybuilder. Like a MBD. Lobster. MBD.
But yeah, I mean, I really enjoyed making those, and I thought it was going to be really – and it's got more views than most anything else on my channel, but I mean, you know – 5,000 or 6,000 views or whatever it's at, that's not that much, you know? And so I'm not even to the point where I'm monetizing on YouTube. So, you know, maybe it'll be the one that pops off here in the next few months, but I'm not holding my breath.
You never know.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's frustrating, but just try to enjoy the process.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I mean, I enjoy woodworking. I can stop making videos,
yeah,
and I can stop doing everything, and I'll still enjoy it. But I do enjoy, yep, all of this. I do enjoy the engagement. So,
right,
you know, even if,
right,
Instagram stays, you know, tanking like it is, oh well, I still got a lot of friends over there. So, you know, I'll still be active on there for a while.
For sure. The relationships are really good. There's a lot of good relationships that come from it. And then, like, when I'm so excited for Workbench Con. I just can't wait to buy a bunch of people some drinks and hang out with a bunch of people.
You can buy me a lot of drinks. You can buy
me a lot of drinks, too, please. Thanks. I'm okay. Very poor.
That was very poor. I snuck in during Y2K.
No way. Looking.
Now I have to fly instead of drive down, which I told you guys a little bit about in the pre-show, but did I? Or maybe it was in between shows.
You're pretty drunk.
Yeah. we're all pretty trash at this point.
We're all pretty trash.
But yeah, I might be a little little light on funds by the time I get down there. So I might need just, you know, just a little bit for some meals, you know.
Just throw me a sandwich. Yeah, yeah. That'd be great. A loose bag of hot dogs.
The whole bag.
Yeah, I'm a famous content creator, but, like, you know, like, can I get some food?
Yeah. Yeah, you see some of these content creators that are, like, buying buildings, buying properties and everything else, and I'm over here like, I'm poor.
I just want a bag of chips.
We like making content. Please pay me.
Do it for the fun, not the money. Yeah. Cool building, April. Anyway, buildings. buildings. No. Yeah, no, it really is fun, and maybe someday it'll amount to something. But if it doesn't, you get to meet a lot of cool people, and you get to share the thing you're doing, and, you know, woodworking is really amazing. Like, yeah. I really – it's all new for me. I just, like – I still cut into a piece. Like, I mill a rough piece of wood, and you get to see what's underneath the, like, gross surface, and it's like, man, this is super cool. Yeah. I don't know why it's just so great.
Yeah.
It's just a feeling you can only, explain to someone who enjoys woodworking.
Yeah.
You tell other people that, they're like, I don't know what you're talking about, man. You're crazy. Yeah.
Well, they're like, so, oh, that's cool, the end project. I'm like, no, but the rest of it.
the process is cool.
The, you know, the different woods, and they're like, brown. I pick brown.
Yeah.
They're like,
I want brown wood.
Gosh darn it.
Dark.
Yeah, I'll just stain some poplar for you then.
They won't know.
This is why I don't deal with
they
clients.
They literally won't.
My creative process does not work with them. I can't think that low about the, you know, what I really love to do. So
you can't disconnect yourself from
right.
it.
So that's why a lot of times if I do work with a client, I'm like, you have to give me full freedom to do whatever I want or else I don't want to mess with you. Mm-hmm. So.
Yep.
Yeah, I can understand that. Now that I'm like doing it full time, I'm like, okay, look, okay, I can work in an office all day, or I can make this person the thing they want and do the thing I really love enjoying or I love doing, but it's not going to be exactly what I want. So I'm like happy with like, okay, I get to do the thing I love to do. This looks like crap, but I still got to do the thing I like to do. So, you know, there's definitely two sides of that coin.
It's hard. And if I was running a business, then of course, you know, you're going to make some ugly stuff and be like, whatever, the check cleared. But yeah,
I've never made anything ugly. Have you seen this cat tray?
You should call it the Hello Cat Tray.
I don't know, Dan. I could really tell that those shelves were not,
you don't
not actually
sued.
Shelves, that they were doors. I'm just saying.
Oh, ow.
It was a trim, man.
Awesome.
Well,
do we have any questions,
Chris?
It
last
like
question.
It's about to ask.
Yeah.
What's the end game here, dude? What's up? Like, what is your end game? What are you trying to do?
Billionaire.
Are you trying to just keep this? You know, keep doing this as a hobby, or are you trying to turn it into a business?
How do we get rid of you, Chris?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the question.
Keep trolling me, I guess. No, actually, I'm immune to trolls. I really don't care.
Spalted dickery.
Nice.
Oh,
nice. So, end game would be just to keep on getting better and better and keep on getting more and more creative. I really enjoy, you know, coming up with something totally out of my mind and making it real. You know, I also have a goal of making the most expensive mallet ever to be sold. And I got to be close. I don't know. I need to ask around and see who has actually sold one more expensive than
you've
me.
You've made a copper inlay.
Mm-hmm.
You got to do gold inlay.
Ooh.
I think you have to.
Diamond.
Or platinum.
Inlay. Diamond mallet.
Platinum.
I just need a buyer now.
It's like Minecraft.
If you make it, they will buy it.
I was talking to a lady that engraves on Instagram. You may have seen her, Jennifer Bauer. She contacted me, said she had a client that wanted one of my mallets engraved with something of hers. And I emailed the guy, talked a little bit, and then it's kind of like fizzled out. We didn't even talk money. So I thought that one was for sure going to be the most expensive mallet ever made. But we'll see.
Do you know, is there a number? Do you have an idea of a number of the most expensive mallet currently?
I only know mine. So
no. Yeah. So yours.
Will you share?
So it's got to be mine, right?
It's unique enough where I can't.
But Cam from Blacktail, is it Blacktail Studios?
Oh, yeah. He makes some gorgeous mallets.
Yeah, he's actually the one that forwarded me the client that wanted the ones that got the copper inlay.
He said he was done with mallets.
Yeah.
Dude, when he came in on Instagram, he went from like, because we were chatting for a bit, and it was like a couple hundred followers. And then within like 6 months, he was at thousands.
Yeah.
Like he just blew up. Literally overnight, just his videos were getting bonkers numbers. I remember seeing them. I'm like, what is he doing that I'm not doing? This is insane.
He's making beautiful things, Pete. Have you tried that?
Fire. Shots fired.
Man.
Damn.
That stung.
Well, this is my last show. Damn.
Cat tray.
How do you think I got the 50,000, baby? Cat trays. Ignore me.
Look Go at on. Pete's. So you hurt Pete's feelings. You need to apologize to him right now in public.
I love you, Pete.
Is everybody okay?
Is he crying?
Aww.
I think he's. I win. If he's crying, I win.
I'm on Instagram.
He's crying. I win. I beat AWP.
Hey, if this is the last
I beat
show,
the final boss.
Can we change the show title?
Dan made Pete nice. Cry.
Is it going to be the other one?
Not nice.
500 teeth.
No.
I'm gonna
put a hard foot down on that title.
Gonna keep it zipped.
No kidding.
Dan, just post that photo. No.
No just, context.
Okay.
Single hashtag.
I can do that.
500 teeth.
I will do that.
No. Hashtag is hashtag spalted dickery. Zero context.
Hey, speaking of spalted dickery, okay, we were gonna do a giveaway for a t-shirt on this episode.
Oh yeah. That's right. Thanks, Deborah. That's still listening.
Hey, we want to give you a t-shirt. So email spalteddickery to awpgiveaway@gmail.com and you will be entered to win an AWP t-shirt in honor of episode 69.
It's AWP
nice.
Giveaway.
That's what I said.
Not AWP podcast. Some people have done it wrong.
AWP Another giveaway at gmail.com.
At
Pete will put the email in the description.
Fine. I'll put it in there.
Thank you, Pete.
Yep.
Love you.
All right. Let's wrap this thing up. Chris, man, thanks so much for coming on the show. I always enjoy, you know, all the S talking we do to each other back and forth in the DMs. It's a lot of fun. It was really great having you on the show. Guys, if you want to share the show, that would be the best way to help the show. Get it out there. Put it in your stories. You know, it really means a lot to us that anyone would put it in their story. Don't put it in your post feed. That's something I advise against.
Second best way to share the show or help us? Buy a cat tree.
Thank you. or watch our videos on YouTube. All four of us have a channel.
Yeah, watching the videos on YouTube. Anyway, if you can just support the podcast with sharing, that'd be great. If you feel like this is, if you're compelled enough to check out the Patreon, that'd be great. Stop. Please stop. Please. Anyway, you guys are awesome. Big thanks to Chris for
Pete
joining
want to pick
us.
Up where my
yeah, so if you want to help grow the show, just look up AWP, Another Woodshop Podcast. Look us up on Urban Dictionary. We're on Instagram, TikTok, OnlyFans, OnlyDans, everyone but Dans. We're all on all of them. Just leave a review. Honestly, that helps us grow. And we just love having you guys in every week. And honestly, we would love to see you guys in our live in YouTube every single week because it's a blast. We always have a good time. There's a lot of good jokes. And when we have a guest, it's even fun. More fun. Funner?
Funner.
The funniest. The funnest. Anyways, Mike, take us out of here.
I don't even know where we're at. Man, this internet is so frustrating.
That's it. I was covering it for you. Go.
Okay, that's it. Hey, guys, thank you so much for listening. We love you long time. Have a good one. Bye now. Bye.
Love you long time.
Bye. 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 Bye.